imposter syndrome.
Guys, welcome back to Teodor. Oh, I hit the cord. Teodor. I'm sorry. I'm Luna.
And it's Tay, and I'm Silas, and it's Teodor.
Teodor. We love everything about Teodor Chardonnay.
Teodor Chardonnay. I mean, I was gonna, it's so funny, Luna, I was gonna say, for those who don't know, but like, they know.
Yeah.
People know.
If you don't know, now you know.
Period.
Teodor Chardonnay is our love of our life, and we think
Teodor.
He's so great. And if you don't know, also, well, now you know. But if you don't know,
but if in case,
still,
just in case you don't know,
Teodor in French means. What does it mean again, Silas?
It means you.
I adore you.
It means adore you.
Adore you. And we adore Teodor.
It means adore you. And we adore Teodor. And you see, folks, that how it sort of matches up with the title. It actually makes a lot of sense.
And if you're not a fan, you will be after this.
If you're not a fan, I don't know why you're even here. But welcome. And we'll convince you.
We'll convince you. Exactly.
We'll convince you to adore.
Well, what's your fun fact of the week? What's your news about Teodor, Silas?
Well, I've been searching. Okay, should we say that we're siblings up top, or should we not even say that?
Well, you just said it.
Maybe I cut it out. Maybe we can cut it. Ugh.
Whatever.
We're siblings. It doesn't even friggin' actually matter.
We are siblings, and we know that if we ever meet Teodor,
Teodor.
If we ever meet him, it will be a competition to the death between siblings.
The sibling death. Death.
May it never happen. Or may it.
Touche, Teodore.
Oh, touche.
Baby.
Touche Chardonnay.
Okay. And we've had people email us about this before, but we're obviously too young to drink actual Chardonnay.
So don't ask. We are not
allowed
to drink.
Don't ask, don't tell. We can't tell you about it. We can't. Our mom drinks a lot of it, but we don't really do that.
And we also don't know that, Silas, so don't make claims that you don't know.
Okay, so what do you think she drinks every
night? It's not always that.
Okay, so was it flat ginger ale? What is it then?
It's not flat ginger ale. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Okay, fine. I do have a fun fact about Teodor Chardonnay.
Go for it, brother.
This actually is a picture I found.
Oh.
Yeah, on the, you know, the deep web, the wide web. And I found a picture of Teodor. He was drinking a smoothie.
What color was it?
Well, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to bring up. It was orange.
Oh, like Orange Julius?
Like Orange Julius. And it was not at an Orange Julius that I could tell.
Where was
he? But it was an... Well, it was outside of a Home Depot, but I don't know that necessarily the picture was where he got the smoothie.
Right.
But the smoothie was very orange, so it might have been like a Home Depot themed smoothie. I'm not really sure.
Maybe he was doing like a paid sponsorship advertisement at Home Depot, and they made him drink the Kool-Aid.
Okay, see, that's what I thought at first, but then I remembered, Luna, I was like... Teodor has famously tweeted that he is allergic to oranges.
Oh, no.
So I was like, well, right? But then I saw this orange freaking smoothie, And I was like, well, what else could it be but orange? Like, which, what's the truth?
Maybe like Luna. Mango or papaya.
Oh, mango is a good, mango is absolutely the one I should have gone to immediately.
It's a bit yellow though, but maybe a mango papaya medley might have, might solve the case.
It might have been a Home Depot papaya mango medley. That's that's a great take. That's a great point.
Was there a date on the photo of Theodore?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Mm-hmm. So, by the way, he was not wearing a mask. He was not doing anything. He was walking around, lid off the cup.
He
was just walking around.
That Theodore would probably want to hide their identity when out in public, and a mask
would
think be a
he's
great.
He's very famous, and a mask is perfect, and we do it, and we're not even famous at all.
Exactly. Well, we do have a small listenership that would recognize us in an instant.
Do you ever wear a mask, when you're wearing a mask outside and you're, like, going to the grocery store or whatever, do you ever think, like, oh, I could be, if I was famous, like, no one would really know?
Well, I do like to imagine that what if I was Theodore's wife and people saw me and thought, oh, that's Theodore Chardonnay's wife.
Theodora!
Well, I wouldn't change my first
Luna.
Name.
It was Luna. It would
be Luna.
But like
Chardonnay.
Maybe he'd call you that. That's really nice.
It's written on all my notebooks.
It is written. It's written all over all your notebooks. And not only do you have a lot of notebooks, but they are large scale, like easel pad.
Well, I teach myself a lot of lessons, like a homeschool thing for myself. So yeah, I
and
do.
Look, homeschool thing for yourself. And we've also, you know, we've made a pact, which is if we ever do meet
Theodore,
if we ever meet him, that you do get first dibs, because I would marry him as well, and we know that, but like you're the first one. We've talked about that.
I know. But I also wonder.
I know.
But, you know, I don't know that I would enjoy it knowing that I had stepped in front of my brother.
Right. And you're right. But I feel the same. And he's straight as an arrow.
He is straight as an arrow.
He's a narrow boy, and he's straight.
He's straight as a narrow arrow.
As a narrow arrow.
And he's French as all fuck. I mean, oh, he's French as...
We'll take it out. We'll no,
cut
we won't.
It out.
We'll say fuck. Well, we'll say, like, dude, in the... Man, dude, sis, in the radio space, anything fucking goes.
I'm afraid if he hears this, he won't want to be my husband because I'm so vulgar.
So, okay, you brought it up. And we have been trying to reach out to Theodore.
Every day.
Every day. Every Theodore.
Every Theodore.
We always, you know, and just because people are asking, let's just say an update. We have not heard back.
We haven't, but that's no reason to lose hope.
No, and it's no reason to stop the show at all. What is your... Do you have a Theodore fact, Chardonnay? Luna?
A piece of news about Theodore.
Do you have a new news?
I do. As far as I can tell, he is back in France. Can you believe it?
Where he was born and now must... Because of COVID... Yes, he must reside there now.
I believe he's on holiday. because as you saw him at Home Depot very recently, and I assume it was the United States, we see him now in France.
He must have gotten on a plane. Yes, they'll day.
Yes, they'll day. Or
yes,
maybe,
they'll day beaucoup.
Maybe a boat.
Oh,
wouldn't
a
that
night
be
boat.
Cool?
A bit of a night boat?
A night boat, maybe a cruise, maybe a private yacht.
A private cruise. Can you imagine?
Oh.
He probably has a private cruise all himself. He can drive it, like he can do the whole, and it's just him.
Maybe he's, you know, taking over big cars or big exotic cats or something, and he has to drive his boat to get all of his big belongings back to France.
His big French belongings back to France. That is incroyable.
We are also learning French as we study.
Yes.
the goings on of Théodore Chardonnay.
Of course, we're doing the Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone, also known as Duolingo.
Duolingo. It's all really the same. It's all the same.
That's what
it's
you learned.
It's all
learn.
Really the it's same. It's all the same. Remember, Davier, did you ever have Muzzy growing up in school?
I'm still growing up in school.
Well, me too. But did you ever?
I don't think
Muzzy
so.
Muzzy was... he was a big green monster. And he...
Muzzy, was he a bear?
No, he was not a bear, and he had hair, and he was not Fuzzy Wuzzy. Was he? He was not.
Was he green?
No, Fuzzy? Yes. I'll put a picture. I'll send you. I'll show you exactly what it was.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
I believe you.
So we're learning French. Yes, and we're learning French and all the French. What? Oh. Did you learn a new... did you learn a new French word today, Luna?
Oui. Do you want to know what it was?
Yes, I had a feeling that you already knew yes.
Okay. The one I learned for this week's episode of Théodore, that is a French word that I know now, is the...
And take your time.
Thank you. Je t'aime. I mean, wait. Thank you. thank you is also...
Oh!
Pardon.
Don't cry. Luna, don't cry. It's okay.
What's thank Luna. You?
Bonjour. No. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. Oh,
merci beaucoup.
I remember what I learned this week.
Perfect timing.
Finally.
What is it?
It is fermez la bouche.
What?
Shut your mouth.
Oh.
Fermez la bouche.
La bouche. Oh my God.
When I'm married to Théodore, I will say fermez la bouche to the paparazzi.
Yeah.
When we're out.
Je suis un paparazzo.
Exactly, mente.
Je suis exactly.
Je suis Madame Chardonnay.
Je suis Amalie.
We're obsessed.
We love the French, and we are American teenagers. And I just want to get sort of back to.
We're in Connecticut. We are in our basement. We're in old Connecticut in our basement. And we've been doing this podcast for... About a year and a half, ever since he was in the famous blockbuster hit.
Yes.
Woman Bee. The sequel Woman A. And he was marvelous. He blew us off our feet.
He was Théodore Marvelous.
And ever since, we've been raving and ranting about how much we love him.
And we love him. And of course, he was around before then, and we know that he was in the indies. He was in the horror movies. You know, he did the whole gamut. But
he can do
woman,
anything.
Woman B. Pretty much put him on the top part, on the big top.
Exactly. B for blockbuster.
Yeah. Oh, B, perfect. And bonjour.
And bonjour.
Wait. And okay, so before we talk about his new project, should we go to a break?
Oui.
A break.
So we'll be back with a little bit more on. We'll be back to talk.
We all the way home
about the future of Théodore Chardonnay.
Bonjour, welcome back to Teador. I'm Silas.
And I'm Luna. Teador.
And Teador to you.
Teador to you, Silas. I love you like a brother.
I love you absolutely like a sister. And so, okay. Sister, speaking of, I mean, like, I gotta confide, he's going through a lot, this guy, our Teador. He's succumbing to the fame, don't you think?
Yeah, so...
But is that okay, or is it not, you know?
Right. I think the question at hand here is, what does it mean to sell out?
Ugh.
And, you know, if you're a true fan, you've seen the new trailer for the new movie, Moon.
Moon. Big Moon.
He's in the sand on the moon, and I'm just like, is this a new Marvel movie? Like, I read Moon, what? And it is not supposed to look like that.
Yeah, and Moon is also a movie with Sam Rockwell, but it's not even that. It's Moon with, it's Moon with four O's, which is what's so interesting.
For IMDb purposes, yeah. Solely.
Yeah.
For so rights. Click on the right thing. And it's just like,
Sandy
I don't know.
Moon and big budget and like big set pieces, right? And like
big
action.
Budget.
And just like, do we want his big butt in the big budget?
And like, I can't even go see this in the theater right now. It's kind of like a big tease.
They keep teasing it. They keep teasing it.
They keep teasing me and my sibling about it.
And it's not even like we have a sibling rivalry at all.
No, we're really friends.
We're actually really good friends.
So we're a little bit bummed, but I you know, let's try to think of
maybe it'll be good. Yeah.
Maybe good things about it. Yeah. Well, like there's this one.
Okay.
Part
yeah.
In the
good.
Trailer.
Good. What? Yeah. Like what? Yeah. Go.
He like, you know, did that thing where like he landed like on all fours, kind of like he fell out of the spaceship and landed like kind of like he's a flying
fully
thing. And then he like, you know, looks up and you see his eyes and they like are so bright and sparkly.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, that was, I mean, hot.
Hot.
But like.
Okay, hot.
Okay, but like, yeah. So like, yeah,
He's on his all fours only for a second. It's very common for superheroes to do, which I think is why it looks like he's selling out. But maybe he's bringing heart to the big blockbuster silver screen.
That absolutely is right, because before this, he was known as a sort of a heart throb to at least us. But like, obviously, there's a whole fan community that we run the boards on the web, on the sort of fan, the Teador website, teador.com. So we know that there's other people out there. Please.
Check out teador.com. We are running the forums. And you can put what you think there, especially after you listen to what we have to say, because we're kind of the
especially
authority on
this. You agree. Yeah. If you agree, then absolutely post on it. And if you disagree, think about it and we'll
find a way to agree with us.
To agree. Exactly. Exactly.
But, you know, what was a good part of the Moon trailer that you liked and were excited about?
This is interesting because it's controversial because in the trailer, they show him falling off a big cliff. And he's holding onto the rope and then a moon cliff. And he flies off and he's falling down. And it's implied in the trailer that like maybe he dies. But I think that's a ploy on the studio that are like, you know. Tease us, imply something that's not true. But that was my favorite part, and that makes me feel weird, Luna.
Right, it's like, do you really love him, or do you want him to die?
And then, but do I want to see him die? Is that something I want?
Because maybe if he were to die, you would finally feel free.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bonjour. I don't
Bonjour.
Know.
Bonjour. Maybe. Or maybe I'm just, you know, influenced by the media. And I'm a
absolutely softie. And it's like, if he's gonna be a part of that, but like, I know he's an actor, like he went to LaGuardia, like I know what he's
LaGuardia
doing.
Airport High School, of course he did.
And like, but you know, if you read the book, that when he's falling, it's not bad, like he
okay,
gets
well
caught.
I didn't
read the book.
I read
the book
I read the big
read the book
I read I read the beginning. I read the beginning and I read the end. I didn't read the middle of the book, okay?
Ew.
Okay. Okay. It's like, excuse me. Okay.
Silas.
Well, what? I wanted to know how it started. I want to know how it ended. And I couldn't really wait to figure out, like, to get to know anyone. I was like, who dies? Who do I care about?
Well, this is why when we meet him and he falls in love with me, I get first dibs.
Yeah, I know. We friggin' talked about this already.
Because you didn't even read the full book of the movie that he's about to be in?
Well, of course I friggin' flipped and I skimmed and I did the spank notes for it.
Ew.
No! You know what I mean. I got my info from certain websites that are more accessible to me than reading a paper book of all things.
Fine.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're on my side.
You also didn't read when he was in the new that remake of the Jane Austen book where he's like in the waistcoat and has like a monocle.
Yeah, I thought that was a Mr. Peanut commercial for Mr. Peanuts.
Well, it's actually a really good romance, and he is like in love with all the little women.
Well, if I wanted really good romance, I would just join myself on a Saturday night.
Join yourself.
Well, if I wanted romance, I would be like, oh, I would be a great romantic date on a Saturday night.
Silas, you have to have a second person on a date.
Luna.
What?
Have you ever, I don't know, been by yourself to a Chuck E. Cheese?
Silas.
Have you ever dined alone with Chuck E. Cheese, Luna?
Stop. Now is not the time.
Is there maybe a certain time, a certain span of 6 or 7 months where you didn't eat dinner at home and you just ate dinner alone at a Chuck E. Cheese, Luna? And you called it, you said you had to go on a date?
I'm going to freak out if you don't stop.
Okay, I'll stop. Talking. And I'll stop right now. Okay?
Now.
I'll totally stop. I'll stop. I'm stopping. Stopping!
Okay. You know what?
What?
I'm just preparing for when I'm with Théodore and you're on your own by yourself with your date or whatever you're saying.
Well, with whoever I'm with, but maybe I'm with, you know, I mean, look, I'm excited. I'm basically living through you to get super friggin' hitched to Théodore. And once you are that, I think I will feel better and not, you know, be so thirsty myself because I'll get to watch you in the relationship, you know?
I do know.
With my ideal relationship.
Well, then you need to help me because we need to get better at French. We need to get closer to Los Angeles.
Okay.
Or New York or France or wherever he is.
Well, you said he's in France, but maybe, I mean, he's elusive, isn't he? That's why we love him.
That's why we love him. He's so cute. He's so relatable. Every interview Trey I see, cute. I'm like, ugh, he's so cute and relatable.
Yeah, and I'm just like, ugh. Mwah.
Ugh, his hair?
His hair? Oh, my God. I didn't even think you wanted to talk about his new hair.
Oh, I don't even know if I can yet. I'm still really...
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it a little bit. A little bit, and then we'll go to a break. But let's talk about the hair just a tiny, teeny bit.
Okay. Do you want me to start? Because I will go off.
Yes, please go off. King. Princess, queen.
Okay, king.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I did not prepare for this moment. I thought
it was okay. I know, but that's what's so cool about the show, even, is that, like, maybe stuff happens that we don't even know about.
So there was this... There was this moment on Instagram story where he cut his own hair in his own bathroom. And maybe it was a hotel. Maybe it was a condo. Maybe it was an apartment. Maybe it was a condom. House.
Yeah.
And he was in the bathroom and he was like, hey, guys, I'm cutting my hair because of quarantine and I'm trying to stay. You know, he did like a cute little like kind of like everyone's doing. So it made him seem like normal.
But when he does it, it's like extra kind of like not extra in a bad way, but like extra special, like. Oh, God, he's doing it too.
Yeah, it's like he can do anything. He probably will cut his hair really good.
Yeah.
And it was so crazy because he was kind of rocking that like That like mushroom cut that's like all really curly and big around the top and just like nothing underneath.
Big around, yes, and absolutely nothing underneath. A hollow mushroom cut.
He looked exactly like Toad from the Mario franchise.
Mm-hmm. And at first I was like, could this be? And then I compared and I was like, oh, it's absolutely on purpose. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's really cute. It was like so cool and weird.
It's hot.
Like, he's so weird. It's hot. And like he's freaky, like freaky freak. You're like
Freaky Ew. Friday.
And exactly. And so exactly. Then in the video, he just shaved down the middle of his head, like
metal. Like, oh, he has a metal. Well, no, he has a metal plate in his head, and we all know he's been very public about that, which I think is actually very cool.
Very cool. He compares it to because he gets stopped in the airport every time. He compares it to being like profiled, which is cool.
Yeah, because he has to be in profile to sort of see the bump.
Yeah, and he has to be like, I have a metal plate from that movie that I shot where they blew me up, basically.
They literally blew me up from my head to my toes.
And it combusted, and it was bad, and we thought we almost lost him, and I had a meltdown that day, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's absolutely fine. Anyway.
So he shaved the middle of his head, which is he like pointed to his scar and was like, I'm actually going to go bald, and then just see
but
how
not
it goes
all the
in.
Way. Yeah.
And then he just kind of did like stripes in the end, I think. Like it end. That's how it ended. I don't know how it is now. And it like I'm like it can't be like that, right?
Right. Well, it's like with a look that says so much, you know. It's like why would you not sort of hang on to that for a little while? But apparently, he changed it, and I heard. And this is also, you know, I haven't seen proof, but I've heard. That he shaved everything, he shaved his whole head and everything else, and he's wearing a wig now.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Could be a role, could be for a role, could be for Moon. Moon.
Well, it probably, if anything, is for Moon publicity because they already filmed the movie because we saw the trailer with our own eyes.
Yes, well, of course. Yeah, exactly. You're right.
But he maybe is wearing wigs for publicity. That makes
maybe
a lot of
he's
sense.
Wearing wigs for publicity. Maybe it's another movie we don't know about yet. Maybe it's another part we have actually no idea about. And have you ever have you ever thought about that?
Probably.
Dude, and it could be the big one we've always been talking about.
You mean? Oh no.
I do. I think maybe
Teador.
I think Teador could be doing the Neverending Story reboot.
Ugh. Oh
I
my
think,
gosh.
I think.
And he'd
but,
be Falcor? He'd be like the dragon?
Yeah. He'd be every part. It'd be like an Eddie Murphy. It'd be like a Nutty Professor.
A Clumps.
It would be a Clumps. Teador doing a Clumps for Neverending Story? Have you ever thought anything more convoluted?
He could be he'd be the turtle. He'd be the horse.
He'd
be
the
both. Wolf,
the girl in the tower. He'd be.
And the little girl and the little boy.
And the little boy. And he'd be the pit. He'd be the huge sandy pit that all
and
I remember.
And he'd be so attractive in every moment.
And he'd be Jack Black in the third one.
Huh?
Jack Black was in the third Neverending Story movie as like a bully boy. A bully.
I didn't know that.
Well, you better check it out, sister. And maybe you'll check it out now. Maybe you won't, but we'll be right back after this.
Check it out now or check it out later. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. This is Teador, and I'm one of your hosts, Luna.
And I'm actually, unfortunately, another one of your hosts, Silas. Still here.
We're still here, and we hope you are too. And this is now time for the weekly segment, Pardon My French.
Pardon mes French. Pardon my French. In English, that is. This is where we quiz each other on our progress with the very alive language that is Francais.
Francais,
oui, oui. Luna, would you like me to go first and ask and quiz you?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready for anything.
Alrighty. Well, it's just going to be one word, one French word. Is that all right?
Yep. Hit me with that French.
Awesome.
Come on.
Your French word. And you have to...
I have to spell it, please.
No, you don't. No, you don't. It's piscine.
Piscine. That's a swimming pool. I told you I know everything. I didn't tell you that, but I do.
Luna, that's it. Okay, well, color me embarrassed. I guess tell me yours.
I'll use it in a sentence. You've been piecing everywhere.
No, come on. I did that. Luna. I did one. I did one big piss.
Well, it was in a piscine.
I know. I did a big piscine in the piscine, but like, you know, it's not a swimming pool anymore. It's a Walmart.
Well,
ugh.
Piss is piss wherever you go. So,
oh God, your famous phrase. Go ahead.
Piss is piss wherever you go. Are you ready for your phrase?
You used to come into my bedroom at night and like drench my pillow with water and put it over my head and say, piss is piss wherever you go. And it was honestly fully, I didn't like it.
Piscine. It really piscined you off.
You better go. You better say it right now or I'm going to friggin' go off. I'm going to tweak off.
Okay, here's your word. Telecommande.
No. I don't know. How did you know yours so quick? Do you know? I guess you've been studying a little better. What is it? Can you?
Telecommande.
Remote control?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, great job.
Okay, that's really good. Wow. What a huge moment for me.
I'm so impressed.
Is that what really was? You know what I did is I broke it apart. I really just took it. All right. Okay.
You really did. I think we both did, and I think we're both very smart.
I think we are both very smart. Do you want to both do maybe one more?
Yeah, at least.
At least, yeah. Okay, I'll do one. I'll do this one. Let me just look up. Let's just say.
Come on.
Okay, the French word is épicerie.
Épicerie. You want the épicerie? You want to go?
Is that your guess?
Well, no.
No.
So I think it might be a fish shop. Fish market?
Close, I guess. No, it's not that. It's convenience store. But maybe in France they sell fish at épiceries.
I hope not.
Oh, me too.
Unless it's very convenient for them.
Je suis tuna.
Je suis ma belle tuna. Okay.
Oui, oui. Okay.
Yours, last one, final lightning round.
You better do it quick. Quick! It's the lightning round.
Haricots verts.
Green beans! Really good.
Bravo.
I'd say, Luna, bravo. I would say we're both doing actually really good in our French.
We are. I think we've been studying Rosetta Duolingo Stone very well. And Theodore Chardonnay will be ready for us.
Maybe now he will respond to our Instagram DM.
Our DMs. If only.
If only. Luna, any other sort of things you want to sort of get out there this week that people can think about? Any other messages or anything other thing that's on your mind that we can sort of wrap up with together? Anything else to impart on our dozen listeners or whatever?
As always, I want to bring it back and close out the show with the scandal that happened where he was kissing his girlfriend, Serena
Williams,
no relation, on that little boat, and everyone took pictures and laughed at him because he didn't look like he knew how to kiss, and I just am upset by it still. To this day, I think he must know how to kiss.
Don't cry, Luna. Luna, don't cry. You'll teach him how to kiss right. You'll teach him how to kiss nice, Luna.
He needs to kiss the right girl. And Serena Williams will stop that girl.
Sometimes Serena Williams just isn't the right girl, and that's okay that we say it.
He's just so small and young. And French. Te adore.
Ah, je suis de
l'amour. Ah, ma belle.
Oh, pour ma belle.
Oh, pour ma belle.
Pour ma belle.
Yet again, putting the rumors to rest that Theodore doesn't know how to kiss a woman right.
He doesn't know how to kiss, or a man, or anything. He doesn't know. I saw him kissing a couch and he friggin' didn't even know what he was doing.
He was kissing a... Did you say cat or couch?
I said couch.
He was kissing a couch? I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was on this one of those couches that was thrown out on the street. It said, free! And he was doing a sort of piece, a sort of performative piece, where he went up and he licked and he kissed the couch. And was like, is this consumerism? And I didn't quite understand it, because I'm, you know, quite young. But it seemed very effective, and a lot of people were interested in it.
Well, I feel like a fool for not knowing about it.
No.
Sounds like something I would have framed in my bedroom.
Well.
So my birthday's coming up, Silas, and I think you now know what you must do.
I already got you something, but I can definitely get you that instead.
Well, which do you think I'd like better? What'd you get me?
Let me think.
You have to think about it? You already got it.
Well, no, I want to think about which one you would like better. What I already got. I don't want to tell you what I already got you, but do I think that I would like what I got you more than the framed?
Do you
just
think
my AC
like
was
it
on this whole time?
That's okay.
For the last part, who cares? Do I think that you would like what I got you more than a framed picture of him kissing a couch on the street?
But it was performance art. How good is the quality of the photograph?
Not good.
Oh.
But I don't know that you'll like... I think it still might beat what I got you.
Okay, well, think about it.
I got you. Do you want me to just tell you and you tell me what you think is better?
Yeah, go for it. Tell me.
Okay, so it's a seasonal gift, but I think it was really cool. It's Theodore Chardonnay. It's a snow globe of Theodore Chardonnay. And he's scratching his head, and the snow is all his dandruff.
The way you're gesturing about the globe makes it seem like it's life-size. Is it life-size?
No, yes.
You went like this.
No, I was doing my own hair.
No, when you said the word snow globe,
I did. You're right. It is life-size. It is. It's like one of those, it's huge. It's huge.
Are these
really,
purchasable,
really,
or was this custom-made?
Custom made, custom painted. It took like 6 or 8 months to complete, and it's finally ready. But if you don't want it, I'll just get you the shitty picture for sure.
What will you do with the snow globe in that case?
Oh, I'll grab him from it and sleep with him every night. I don't know. I'll give it to myself.
You'll grab
or I'll put
him
it on top
from
of
it. You'll take him out of the snow globe.
Yeah, I'll pop him out. I made it.
I
brought you into this world. I can take you out of it, Theodore.
I will take the photograph if you keep the snow globe and pop him out of there, as you say, so that we can.
I will pop him.
Both play with him.
Okay, I'll pop him so we can play with him. That'll be cool. Okay, that'll be cool. That'll be really cool. Aw, that'll be really cool.
I want a life size. I want the photo to be blown up to life size if it's not too pixelated. And I want it to
be already framed. Pixelated and it's tiny.
Okay, we'll blow it up a little and frame it.
It'll take some... Okay. Happy birthday on the podcast.
Thanks.
Show.
Maybe I'll open it next week's episode because it'll be like...
Well, you already know what it is.
Well, maybe I won't.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe we'll cut this. Maybe we'll cut the whole ending out.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Timotei. I mean, no.
Wait. Wee wee.
Theodore. Wee wee. Okay. Well.
Wee wee. No. Theodore.
Until next week.
Top of the Theodore to ya.
And
And Teodor and Teodor
and Teodor and Teodor, a good night.
And all a good night. See you next week. I'm Luna.
I'm Silas. Teodor.
Shout out me.
Hey, thanks for listening. That was Teodor with Luna and Silas.
The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday. And if you have a moment, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Un moment. And follow us on Twitter at Max and Natalie and Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy.
Great.
Okay, great.
Fine.
See if I care.
This has been a Cook Wrap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.